All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? And what up, B-Town? As we are in Beaumont, as we normally do at least once a month during the football season. Nick's here. Barry's here. We're here at Red's Ice House. You should be here, too. Stop by and see us. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Lots of Miller and Coors specials about the building, inside and outside, as there's a beautiful deck outside with tons of heat lamps and stages and bars and all that kind of stuff, but it is the place to be. We're hearing that it picks up right around the time that we get off the air.
Oh, we
get off at 4. Blitz takes you till 7.
Yeah, that's what they normally say, but right now it's packed, so good luck getting a seat here. Get down here right now before all the seats are taken.
The crew that we're seeing on Twitter seems to be headed this way. Lots of suspects hopefully awesome. Heading to see us and say hello.
Hey,
lots to talk about today.
Well, yeah, fun fact. I don't know if you knew this or not, but ice house is actually a German word for no heat or AC. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
You learn something new every day.
It's cold.
It is not cold.
It's cold.
The funny thing is that Jordan, who's been great to us since we got here.
Jordan is awesome.
I just stepped out back to see what was going on, and she goes, y'all should have set up out here.
Oh, hell no. No, no, no.
And I was like, yeah, it looks like it had been a great spot. You're actually right. I come back, and I mention it to Nick, and before I could even get in, Barry's like, nope.
Mm-mm. They did offer heaters to be brought outside while we do the show, but I was like, I'm not doing that, man.
We're good. I think we're good. Can we bring the heaters inside? That would be good,
boy,
too.
Y'all are just absolutely soft.
What?
The heat, even the heat, and there's plenty of heat lamps out there. The sun's shining. You don't need it.
We're soft.
You're absolutely.
You wore a big old puffy jacket in studio yesterday, and we're soft.
I did not wear a puffy
jacket.
Yeah,
you
jacket.
Did. Didn't he have on a puffy jacket? Yeah,
did.
See?
Absolutely.
Nick, now
and
I expect
gloves.
You to 2-on-1 me on this one.
And
you
gloves.
Know how bad you are with
he
the cold.
He had on gloves and a scarf.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I was like,
in
come on,
lifetime.
Bro. What are you, an Eskimo? Let's go. This ain't that cold in here.
I'm going to Miles Garrett your ass before the end of the show.
Boy, that was
are
brutal.
You? You're gonna hit me with my own hat?
I was going to say, fellas, for as much as that game was ugly and unentertaining, it certainly had quite the ending. Because literally, with 16 seconds to go in the game, we got a story that will be remembered for the ages.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start with it. People were, it's weird when you see people's opinions about it, I guess. Because some people were like, he might as well be locked up for attempted murder. Some people were like, that's just football. You know, and it's like, I don't
know.
He
went to A&M and he's a good guy. This isn't reflective of who he is.
No, I didn't see that.
I
just feel like there's, look. Sometimes you lose your cool. To me, it looked like he was just trying to put his helmet back on for him. So
I had an Aggie fan, like literally a friend of mine at my house, and I could not believe the
they
attempt
defending him?
To defend Gary.
Yeah.
Stop it,
yep.
Aggie. I'm going to tell you right now, Aggie, stop it. That was egregious. It was awful. There's no place. I mean, and then my thing was, the thing that got me the most is when they were trying to say that Pouncey should have also been suspended as long as Miles Garrett for using his helmet. I'm like, no, Pouncey was defending his teammate.
Absolutely.
I got no problem with what Pouncey did. Miles Garrett earned that on the ground ass whooping by using the helmet as a weapon. I got no problem with that. There's one dude out here that kind of made me mad. Some dude named Dan Clark.
No idea.
Yeah, he tweeted out, he's like, I'm not deflecting from Miles Garrett. It was dumb behavior and he deserves a lengthy suspension, but Marquise Pouncey, who kicked a man while he was pinned on the ground, is just as disgusting. Then he says, both of them are thugs on crap teams. Okay, you know what? And my point to him was, if this was David Bakhtiari and J.J. Watt, are you throwing out the thug word? No. So, first of all, you're talking out of your ass. Second of all, anytime you start a sentence with, I don't want to deflect, but you're deflecting. And thirdly, That, again, Myles Garrett earned that ass whooping by pouncing for doing what he did. Period. End of story.
No, I got question about it.
Obviously, you know he's going to be suspended, but I don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So the suspensions have come down. Myles Garrett suspended indefinitely. Pouncey gets 3 games. Ogunobi, who cheap shotted Rudolph from behind after he had taken the helmet to the head, got 1 game. And we'll get to all that. My whole thing in this is, like, Max Kellerman became the new Skip Bayless officially this morning because Max Kellerman believes Rudolph brought that all on himself. He tried to take Myles Garrett's helmet off first, so he started it. Then, after his helmet came off, he went back at him, which is why he got hit in the head, so he asked for everything he got, and it was all his fault.
I wouldn't say it was all his fault, but he wasn't trying to get away from Myles Garrett. How about that?
Okay, that's fine.
Was he not? I mean, like,
no matter what happens, though, nothing warrants getting a swinging helmet to the dome.
Again, I'm gonna and it's not because he's an Aggie whoop, but because it just looked like he was trying to put his helmet back on for him. He's like, hey, I found this. Put this on your head, and he didn't do a good job of that.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now that this is our version of Kermit Washington in a lot of ways.
No.
Because Myles Garrett is going to go down and be remembered, not as the number one overall pick in a draft class, not as a guy that had 10.5 sacks going into last night's game. He's only going to be remembered for being the guy that hit the quarterback in the head with a swinging helmet.
Disagree.
Yeah, okay. I kind of disagree too.
I don't know. He will be remembered for the rest of his career and maybe even longer than that.
It depends on the career that he has. If he doesn't do anything after this or he's suspended indefinitely and is never allowed back, which I don't think is going to be the case. But if he goes on to win Defensive Player of the Year and break all kind of records and do all that, this is going to be a blip on the radar. Think about this now. Think about and one that I kept seeing mentioned about this was, because everybody was so, there's no place for this in football. And everybody forgets that Andre Johnson put an unadulterated ass whooping on Courtland Finnegan.
Sure.
And no one had a problem with that. They pulled each other's helmets off. Andre Johnson had him pinned to the ground, and as somebody put it so eloquently on Twitter, walked the dog on Courtland Finnegan. And everyone was like, well, that's football. I mean, look, you're in the throes of battle.
Now, see, here's the thing, fellas, because here's the thing. He's lucky as hell that the back part of that helmet is the only thing that hit him in the head. Because we wouldn't be seeing this replay 156 times if the crown of that helmet had made contact with his dome piece. Because this would have been like a Theismann leg break or all the ones that they refused to show. Because the damage that could have been done if a different part of that helmet hit his head could have been catastrophic.
But I don't think it's fair to compare it to Kermit Washington.
Yeah, I think that's actually the reason why Joel actually brought this up to me before the show. The reason why I think it's different is because the significance of the injury. Had Rudolph gotten seriously hurt, or if this ended his career, kind of like what happened to Rudy, it impacted his quality of life. Kermit Washington changed Rudy.
Sure.
He changed Rudy, and I think that's the big difference. Because he didn't get hurt, I think that's the reason why it's going to be a blip on the radar, because I don't see anybody remembering this if he continues to be a good player.
Obviously, you're right. You guys are right. The severity is completely different. But because of whatever his thought process was, because of the fact that, look, an indefinite suspension, and I'm sure what they're going to do is he's suspended for the rest of the year, and if he goes through some kind of anger management training and follows the company line and outline in the off season, they'll consider bringing him back for next season. But he will forever be remembered for an incident non-football related that everyone in the world is going to react to today.
Yeah, they'll remember that. They'll remember that for sure.
Again, let me ask you this. Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura. Is that the only thing you remember Nolan Ryan for? Is putting Robin Ventura in a headlock and beating the dog snot out of him? No. You don't.
But he did it with his fists. He didn't do it with a weapon that actually – look, and here's the other thing. I don't all of this about he should file charges with the police and
so
the law
stupid.
And everything
that's
like
so
that.
Stupid.
You know what? Get the hell out of here with all of that. It happened between the lines, but at the same time, because – he had a weapon in his hand that could have done a hell of a lot of damage. It still needs to be – everybody's kind of sweeping it under the rug already today. Like, yeah, he didn't get hurt by it. He damn well could have.
Man, if you're Mason Rudolph, you take that podium and you say, listen, I just want to thank God and the man upstairs just that my head is still attached to my body. Because when he ripped that helmet off, he's lucky his head stayed on his shoulders as strong as Myles Garrett is.
Yeah, but, I mean, The other thing, too, is he did the press conference. But we're talking about a guy that just a few weeks ago we were talking about on this show because I think the game was in – it was somewhere wherever the cart couldn't get to him. They had to unscrew his face mask. He couldn't even walk straight. He had a concussion that bad. And now he gets hit in the head with a helmet that, like I said, because of all the concussion stuff that he had gone through just a few weeks earlier, if that helmet, the crown of that helmet, makes contact with his head, we're having a totally different discussion right now.
It could be. I think, you know, yeah, probably another concussion. By the way, the tweet of the year on all of this was I saw an article where – did you see Arian Foster came out and was talking about it? And he was saying how, you know, everybody – this has been going on. And you guys – it's crazy how people are selective with their violence. Like, you don't mind if a safety goes over the middle and just decapitates a wide receiver. We're all good with that. But as soon as something like this happens, then it's like, oh, you can't do that. And he was like, you guys are selective with what you choose to get upset about from a violence perspective. But then this guy tweeted out, I gotta find it. This was, to me, was the best tweet about it. It said, Myles Garrett totally failed to respect the difference between consensual and non-consensual brain damage. That is the funniest, most accurate statement. Because that's what's going on every single play in football is people are trying to hurt each other physically. And then when they finally do it, everyone's like, oh, I can't believe you tried to hurt him. Well, that's what's happening every play, literally.
So isn't this also like the Jake Mariznick play, too, where because they play in a short period of time, now everybody's like, well, what's going to happen the next time the Steelers and the Browns play in just a couple of weeks here? Because, you know, you heard Hayward after the game, the defensive line for the Steelers said, I told them boys over there, y'all better handle that business yourself over there. Otherwise, you know, because they'll take care of it in 2 weeks. But he's not going to be on the field, obviously. But he already had said, look, the discussions happened after the game where he talked to Browns players that said, y'all better handle that over there.
You think Baker Mayfield's like, coach, I'm going to be sick in a couple weeks when we got to play them again.
I know for one thing, for all the bad things he hasn't been able to control himself with and say into the media, he said all the right things last night.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He said absolutely what you needed to hear from him was there's no place for that in football. He knows he's wrong, and you hope he learns from it, but it's inexcusable. That's the kind of things. Even Freddie Kitchens, if you don't say that, it could be a hell of a lot worse in 2 weeks when these two teams play.
Yeah, thank goodness they didn't. They took the wrong approach towards this, and no one condoned it. No one said it was okay that I saw from the Browns organization, which was absolutely the
right
thing.
I don't think anybody's making excuses for him. I don't think you can. It was just too – just like you guys said, it's too egregious. But, you know – it's the intent part, you know, for me, that's the biggest. Do you guys remember when Brian Cushing got into it with a Browns player? Then he took off his helmet, and then the guy still had his helmet on and headbutted him. That was different. Brian Cushing made the decision to take that helmet off. And then the guy was probably just, you know, everybody else on that field had their helmet on. In this case, Myles Garrett took that helmet from him and then used it as a weapon. So my first thought was, yeah, he's probably gone for the rest of the year. Is it going to carry over to next year? I haven't really read too much into what they're thinking in terms of punishment or sanctions, but I'd be very interested to see if this carries over into the next season.
That's the thing. I don't think it will. I think that he's going to have to go through some sort of counseling, and he will. And, you know, he's big into that self-awareness anyway, so I'm sure he'll look inward and find a solution. And that's what if he obeys and does everything that the league wants him to do, I think he'll be better.
That's what
year.
I said, but I mean at the same time too, just looking at the play again, the one thing that really bothered me the most was that if you could say this was the heat of battle. So he rips the helmet off and all in one motion he goes to use it. Mm-hmm. He paused. There was a space in between and then he swung it.
Yeah.
Which I think makes it, I'm not going to say premeditated completely, but at the same time, it wasn't just in the throes of passion and in the heat of battle.
It was attempted murder. Let's call it what it was. I'm just kidding.
If you want to talk about attempted murder, we're going to be here for you until 4 o'clock. So we've got lots of stuff that we could be kicking around. Our comedian of the week is Billy D. Washington, friend of the show. Great dude. Barry, you said what, he's got a new album dropping?
Absolutely. It drops today. I was so pumped for him. He's on 800-pound gorilla. And that's the label that was going to help me put the album out, so hopefully that happens next year. But I'm so pumped for him, man. He's worked really hard on this, and I'm excited for him to get this album out. So we're going to have clips from the album. it drops today, and then hopefully the suspects will support a friend of the show and go get a copy of it. iTunes, Google Play, it's everywhere.
There you go. He's a great dude. He's a funny guy. So enjoy that 115, 215, 315 clips. It is an FBI Friday. We'll be talking about funny like that. We're going to be talking about football and lots of other things. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. But we encourage you to text today, not call, because it's a lot easier for us being on remote. Also hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at PacManJoel with a K, at the producer Nick. So we'll step away for a quick second, come back with a whole lot more from Red's Heist House in Beaumont, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, when I tell you about Get Upside, you know I have to stop and get gas when I'm on the road all the time, and Get Upside is a lifesaver for me. If you drive a lot, if you're on the road all the time, do yourself a favor and go download this app right now for your phone. It's called Get Upside. It's all one word. You just type it in Google Play or iTunes App Store, either one. All one word. Find it, install it. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and then start living the good life, because you are going to be getting cash back every time you fill up your car. All you road warriors out there, listen to me, man. I'm telling you, you guys are leaving money at the pump if you're not using GetUpside to fill up your car. And someone asked me the other day, well, does it work for diesel fuel? Diesel, it doesn't, yeah. Diesel, regular, Supreme, all the gases that are at the pump, you could be getting cash back for up to 25 cents a gallon every single time you fill up. It's so easy to use. All you got to do is pull up the application, find the deal you want, claim it, and upload a receipt, and you're off and running, and you're getting cash back in your account within 24 to 48 hours. Guys, do not leave money at the pump. Go get what's yours. It's your money. Put it in your pocket. Download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later. It started with the whisper.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The good stuff. I'm talking about Templeton Rye whiskey. Born during Prohibition, Templeton Rye became known as the good stuff. With a smooth, spicy taste and clean, balanced finish, it's no wonder it earned that name. Visit their distillery and museum in Templeton, Iowa today and see how the good stuff is made. Enjoy Templeton Rye 4-year and 6-year today. Visit them at TempletonRye.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Please drink responsibly.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. Dial **EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. That's **EYE. Dial **eye.
At Texas Mattress Makers, Black Friday kicks off with a new Woodlands location off North I-45 exit Robinson Road in front of iFly. For Black Friday, Texas Mattress Makers is taking 30% off select mattresses from factory direct prices. Enjoy the holidays. Beat the rush. Visit Texas Mattress Makers at the factory navigation in Lockwood, in Katy on 3rd Street, or in the Woodlands exit Robinson Road in front of iFly. New location. Custom fitted, handcrafted comfort. 30% off right now, Black Friday. Hey everybody, John Granato here. The holiday season is upon us, and Hims is erecting the biggest Black Friday deal of them all. You could try a free online visit to get started with Hims. 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. Check out Hims, the gift that helps you keep giving. Hims connects you with real licensed doctors and FDA-approved pharmaceutical products to treat ED. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. Feast your eyes on this. You can try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/John5. That's forhims.com/John5. forhims.com/John5. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's 4hymns.com/John5, 4hymns.com/John5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
But I don't know, man, I'm proud of African Americans, man. And I like to position us in a position of power instead of a position of weakness. That's why you'll never hear me talking about crack or bad credit or joking about how white people have to co-sign for us, because it's not really like that anymore, man. We don't, like, I mean, no, we're not doing that because y'all got bad credit too. Really, but you know, but some situations still exist of people wasting money, and it bothers me, man. One of my pet peeves actually exists within my community. Like, I can't stand people who have like really crappy cars but really nice stereo systems, you know. Messed up car, nice radio. Like, if your car is crappy, like, why do you want people to hear it coming? Is what I'm saying. I had this friend, he had like this really messed up car, you know, great stereo system, man, you know, no job, man. He's asking me, he got some new speakers. He's like, hey, man, you know, what kind of speaker should I get in my car? I'm like, bro, you need some motivational speakers.
Oh, we love Billy D. He's just the best. He's been in studio with us. He goes back a ways with both of us, and I'm really happy to hear that he's got an album coming out. Support that man, because he is funny.
iTunes and Google Play is where you can get the album, and there's a ton of different places you can get it. I'm sure we'll be hearing it on XM Satellite as well. But yeah, go support Billy D, man. That dude is, not only is he funny and a good friend, but he's a mentor to me. First guy to ever take me on the road and get me into some of these road clubs, and so I owe him a lot in my career. And he doesn't just do that for me just because we're friends. Like, that's just how he is with people. Genuinely a good dude and a great comedian. So happy to feature him again, and y'all go get his album for
I'm
sure.
Happy to just I've recently become a friend. I was an acquaintance forever, so I'm just happy to Hiki and I kid about that.
I got
but
you.
No, he's absolutely fantastic, hilarious guy too, and he's been in the business forever. So we love him.
Did you just call him old?
No,
I feel like
I told him experienced. He's a seasoned vet. 215, 315, other clips from Billy D. Obviously, before the break, we were talking about the story that everybody's talking about today. It was the game last night or the fight within the game. The thing that's crazy to me, fellas, is the fact that there was only 16 seconds left on the clock. And the first thing my mother-in-law said to me this morning was, well, he was just mad because they were getting beat. No, his team was winning.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And the fact that Rudolph had already released the ball. And then everybody's saying, oh, it was something that was said on the way down.
That I don't know.
And no one, we haven't heard that yet, but if that would have been the case, then Garrett would have said it right after the game when they interviewed him.
There were a couple of different guys in this melee that could have been mic'd up, because, you know, they'll do that.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I don't think anybody was, or if it was, that, you know, I don't know who was mic'd up for the show, but boy, it would have been great if Miles Garrett was mic'd up, or if Mason Rudolph, or even Pouncey, for that matter, was mic'd up, but... No such luck so far.
You think about comparisons in terms of suspension level, and the other one that you forgot about locally, Jerome, actually Solomon brought it up, was the Antonio Smith Richie Incognito incident, where he yanked off Incognito's helmet and swung it, didn't make contact, and that was 3 games.
Yeah.
Then you had Albert Haynesworth when he tried to step. He stepped on the Cowboy offensive lineman. I think it was Gerard. 30-some stitches to his face because he stomped on his face. He got 5 games.
And Dominican Sue did the same thing with his cleats, stepped on a dude with no helmet.
Or tried to kick Matt Schaub in the grapes.
Yep.
So there's been – but nothing to this level where there was actually the contact made and everything else. But I think that we're all in agreement that, look, this will be the rest of the season. And then based on conduct and what he's done off the field to try and better himself so that it doesn't happen again, they'll make a judgment for next season.
Yeah, what won't surprise me is if it's a year. So he gets suspended now, and then he's back this week next year, if that makes sense.
That makes
week
sense.
9
it
or
does
whatever.
Make sense, yeah.
Yeah,
because I don't think anybody's going to look at that and say it's too harsh.
No. I wouldn't be upset if that's what they said.
No.
Yeah, you're out until week 9 of next year, or week 11, I should say.
I'm
10.
Not saying ESPN didn't put emphasis on it enough, but when it first came down, when it first happened, they were too – I felt like they were not putting enough emphasis on the fact that it was his head.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the fact that he didn't have pads or protection on. It was his head. And I think that's the biggest thing. You can't take a strike. In the NBA, for example, if you strike someone in the head, it's potentially more of a sanction, more of a punishment, as opposed to you hitting someone in the shoulder or in the chest. So that's gonna be the killer. And Myles Garrett was probably smart not to say anything after the game because he knows he's probably going to miss some time.
But he did talk, and I don't think he was apologetic enough.
Sure.
In terms of, yeah, maybe, in retrospect, I shouldn't have done that, and I shouldn't have been like – the apology should have been flowing out of his mouth, and he couldn't say I'm sorry enough. And
right.
He should have been seeking out not only just Rudolph, but whoever, to be able to say, look, this isn't me. Because I've heard it from too many people about great dude. You've seen the stories on him, intelligent guy, off the field, very, very much a class individual, so to speak. But people forget about the fact this season he's had – I think he leads the league in unsportsmanlike penalties.
Yeah.
And he's gotten fined several times for late hits, two against the Jets. There was another one against Tennessee where he swung
Are you saying he's a dirty player?
I'm not saying he's dirty, but I'm saying for this season alone, I think he maybe had – there may be something to the fact that maybe there's more to this than just, trying to get control of your rage on the field. There might be some anger issues or something
like
that.
Well, Freddie Kitchens said that. He says he's an angry dude. His own coach said that. So, I mean, anger is definitely probably one of his issues at the very minimum.
But getting back to what I said, compared, and you guys disagreed with me in terms of in being remembered for a Kermit Washington type incident. But the one thing that bothers me about the fact that everybody's kind of, well, it's not that big of a deal. Do we need to have the right part of the helmet hit this guy and maim him or do severe damage for us to not more rationally realize, hey, look, we all dodged a big bullet here, but it's not because he didn't try. It's just because, thankfully, the helmet landed a certain way.
No, I definitely think you need to have that happen in order to start classifying as something else, because you can't say coulda, shoulda, woulda. I mean, he hit him. It didn't cause any severe damage to Mason Rudolph, so could it have? Yeah, but it didn't. And so you can't – I don't think you can just jump to the conclusion, well, this could have been worse, so we'll have to act like it could have been worse. I think you have to judge it based on what it is and what happened.
I mean, like I said, I think to a certain extent that's totally true. Because, like, if he's dealing with seizures after this, or if he's, not out, able
if
to
– if his career is over.
Or
better yet,
or
if he can't
impact.
Do the press conference after the game because he's in a hospital or something like that, then I think people look at it a lot differently.
Yeah. Sure.
But I think they lose sight of the fact that it wasn't for lack of effort. He just actually got lucky – that the right part of the helmet hit him.
He did. Now, Trevor G texted and had a question for us, and I'm curious what you guys think. He said, I'm all for the Garrett suspension, but how do you feel about Mason Rudolph getting nothing? Mason Rudolph isn't innocent of this.
He is not innocent at all. You're absolutely right.
He absolutely instigated this.
Don't expect a severe punishment, though. I mean, there's a lot
of... Not even a game?
Now, here's the thing.
That's not a severe punishment, in my opinion.
First of all, I don't think...
Game check.
Tell me how... You say he instigated it. I say the instigation of all of this was the fact that Myles Garrett didn't let go or didn't ease up once the ball was thrown, that he made contact, he put him in the grasp, then he made sure to deliberately take him to the ground and wrestle with him. That actually got the whole thing started. Then Mason Rudolph got involved by getting back and seeking him back out, trying to take his helmet off. I think Mason Rudolph deserves some kind of fine or suspension. I don't think a game is out of the question. And or a fine, because he antagonized the situation to continue, but I don't think that he started it.
No, he didn't start it, but you can't like you just said, you can't continue it. There's a lot of times where quarterbacks get hit late and they look for the penalty and they get up and they walk off. You can't, if you go at somebody like that, you're going to, bad things happen.
Yeah. So, going forward, obviously, it's going to be interesting to see everything with the league. The game itself was a dud.
Yeah.
But it was chippy. That's why, again, in 2 weeks when these two teams get back together, you had Randall thrown out after he went. That was ugly, too. And I think we would have been talking about that a lot more had this incident not happened at the end of the game, because that hit hit the ear hole of the Steelers receiver, and there was blood coming out of his ear as he walked off the field.
Yeah.
So it, there was a lot, and Juju Smith-Schuster gets knocked out with a concussion as well. There was a lot of chippiness in this game last night between these rivals, but the fact that they play in 2 weeks, you know the league is telling the officials already, hey, whoever's working that game, that you're going to have to border on calling everything.
Yeah,
so that nothing gets out of hand.
I think that they probably do it similar to what they do in other sports where everybody gets a warning now before the game starts. First infraction, you're thrown out.
Yeah.
There's just no – you have to do that.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I totally think that in terms of fines and suspensions, I think Rudolph should have got something.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. That is a little bit of the talk about what happened last night in that game. Plenty more to get to. Rockets on the floor tonight if you want to talk about that. We've got college and pro football this weekend. By the way, scheduled to have Sarah Barshop, the beat writer for the Houston Texans and ESPN, join us at 3:30 as she always does on Fridays to talk about that big game between the Texans and the Ravens. And, of course, in between, it's all up to you guys, the suspects, to join the show. 713-780-3776. Text that number, call that number, hit us on Twitter, or better yet, stop on by. Got lots of friends that have already stopped on by to check in with us at Reds here in Beaumont at the Ice House. Stop by, see us, see the Blitz till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Whether you're on the construction site or in the office managing properties, Lowe's saves pros of all trades on what you need to get the job done right. Like a Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $40 less, now just $249. And load up on appliance savings with up to 40% off select appliance special values. For even more ways Lowe's can save your business money, stop in and meet your dedicated pro team today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tool offer valid through 11/20. Appliances offer valid through 12/5 U.S. only.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get your car in shape for any season. With our AutoZone Rewards program, members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times, which means you'll have more to spend on safety upgrades, like replacement headlights. Replacing dim headlights can boost your visibility, so you can light up the road and drive with confidence, no matter the weather. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City. Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. They're
There's nothing on earth like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and on-site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
If you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, we pioneered the online car purchase. We will come to your house, your office, and pick it up with a check, or we'll pay off your payoff. Do it all electronically at GiveMeTheVIN.com. I know it sounds a little too good to be true. Take a picture of your deal sheet, send it to GiveMeTheVIN.com. We'll get you the right money and keep you from underselling your car on trade-in.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we got Aaron Rabel back at the station. Nick, thankfully, with us here in his favorite 409 area code of Beaumont. Barry and myself appreciate everybody here at Red's Ice House, as well as the good people from Miller Coors that always make sure it's possible for us to be here and make our monthly stop into B-Town.
Upon further review, I found another angle of the video that I hadn't seen before. And you can clearly see on the ground. Now, again, it was an egregious tackle, and Myles Garrett has been fined for excessive force or unnecessary roughness, right, on the quarterback. So you get that. But you can clearly see in one of these videos that Mason Rudolph is trying to pull his helmet off.
Yep.
And that, to me, is the catalyst that set Myles Garrett off. Now, do you have to keep your cool? Yes. But Mason Rudolph is not innocent in this. And somebody was suggesting that, oh, he kicked him into pills. I watched that as well. I think it looked at that point like Mason Rudolph knew he had messed up, and now he's just using his leg to try to get Myles Garrett off of him. Not necessarily kicking him in the pills. It was just like, bro, this dude is angry. I need to get him off of me, and that's how he tried to do it. But at that point, it was too late. You already lit the fuse by trying to pull Myles Garrett's helmet off. So he kind of – I'm not saying he got what he deserved by getting hit in the head with his own helmet, but don't start none, won't be none.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that. And here's the thing. We can go round and round on this. The one thing that – and I don't know if they just listened to the media pressure and scrutiny that was going to be put upon them. But the minute that the league said that they were going to be meeting early this morning to try and get together and figure out what to do about the situation, the media types on ESPN and otherwise said, well, this better not take 2 weeks or take a couple of days, because this is the kind of thing where you need to act swiftly. You need to make sure you take care of it immediately so that people realize you really prioritized it enough and realized the decision had to come down as quickly as possible, and it did. So for them, I commend – as much as the league can do things wrong, I commend them for doing this one the
right way.
The NFL
could screw up something in a heartbeat. Yeah. So good for them for doing the right thing and getting it right early. And because you say indefinitely, that means until we figure this out. So he's not playing next week. Until we figure this out, and this could be 2 months, 3 months, whatever, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, they did the right thing.
Let's be realistic, too, because the Haynesworth deal, which people would say wasn't as severe as this, but 30-some stitches from a cleat to the face is not good. That was 5 games. Minimum he's going to get is 5 games, in my opinion, which means there's 6 games left on their schedule. He's probably done for the year, and like I said, then they'll evaluate after they see how he handles everything going into next season.
Yeah, like I said, I'm with you. I think, what are we in? We're in week 11 now.
That's what I said. I think they have 6 games left.
So I could see them saying, yeah, next year's week 11, you can come back. A year is probably.
So you think it's gonna? You think it's gonna go deep into next year?
I think it'll be a year. I do. I think it'll be a 16-game suspension.
I could see it going half next year. When you think about Kareem Hunt, Kareem Hunt got 8 games, so basically half the year with his new team. I could see Myles Garrett in this situation having to sit the first half of next season.
So
eight total. So the rest of this season and eight next season.
Oh well,
it's close, but
yeah.
I think that's the max, though. I think half of next year would be the max.
So you're saying 14 games, and I'm saying
would be the
16.
Max. But I think overall, if he does the right things, I don't think he plays the rest of this year. And I think in the offseason, if he does anchor management, if he follows whatever the league's protocol says he needs to do about off the field and getting this, you know, getting everything straight, I think that they'll definitely consider him coming back for the right first game of next year.
Well, I guess we'll find out. It's going to be It's a big loss for the Browns, who's already an organization that's struggling to find out who they are and what is their identity. You know, and by the way, Clarence tweeting us last night.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was trying to imply. I felt like he was trying to say, I told you that Mason Rudolph was the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger.
Did you watch the game?
I don't know if he was being sarcastic or what, but it was that. But that's why you don't, you know, put all your eggs in Mason Rudolph's basket, because last night wasn't pretty.
When they made the move for Minka Fitzpatrick, which obviously has worked out well for them this season, and he's a hell of a player, but unless, to me, you don't give up that draft pick unless you're absolutely, unequivocally sold on the fact that Mason Rudolph is your quarterback of the future.
Yeah, I just, you know, for all the stuff that we pumped up the Steelers yesterday, talking about
Schedule and
Mike Tomlin being in the candidate for Coach of the Year, they just went out and laid a big fat egg, and that was ugly. I mean, 58 yards rushing, 220 yards passing, 4 interceptions, 4 sacks. They made the Cleveland Browns look good.
But do you also feel like it almost felt like Greg Williams was still the D coordinator? Because it seemed like on every play, the Browns were extremely physical. It seemed like, you know, when Juju got hit, it wasn't by one guy. It was 3 guys. James Conner, coming in, you knew he had a shoulder issue. And you even said, Barry, look, he had the game of his
one
season.
Good year, yeah.
Yeah. And then had a shoulder issue. But it was almost like they were targeting the shoulder, because you could see him getting up on every play and kind of stretching it out. See, next thing you know, he's out for the game. Juju's out for the game. The other Steelers receivers at Washington that took the hit to the ear hole, he's out for the game. And you're like, look, there's a lot you can criticize, and rightfully so, Mason Rudolph. But also, he lost just about every weapon he could possibly go to before they hit halftime.
Yeah, I understand that, but still, it's the Browns. This is not a good Browns team. You've got to do more than, I mean, 4 interceptions, you can control that. You can control 4 interceptions.
Well, the fact that 2 of them were by the Schobert, the middle linebacker from Wisconsin, who's never been known as anything in terms of picking balls out of the air. Yeah. He might be somewhat of a run stopper, but he had 2. And, look, I think there's a ton of talent on the Browns roster. I just don't think it's managed the right way. I don't think, you know, and we've talked about this in the past, you can have the best roster in the league, but if you don't have chemistry and you don't get this team to play together, you have nothing, and they're showing that. They should be in Webster's in terms of when you look up lack of continuity from an offensive, from an NFL football team.
Yeah, they're definitely not consistent.
On either side of the ball. So we'll see what happens with both teams. You're right. It was a different conversation than we had a day ago when we thought the Steelers' schedule lines up and Tomlin's doing a hell of a job. And now if you're a Steelers fan, you're left kind of trying to pick up the pieces and wonder what the hell happens from here.
Yeah, it's a big loss. We talked about that they've got a lot of game, winnable games on that schedule, and they just lost one. And you mentioned if they win this game, they definitely win at home. Now they have to split with Cleveland at home.
Yeah.
They have to win that game.
Yep. All right, we've talked a lot about the game last night. Lots more to talk about, including one of your favorite Astros not exactly getting one in the win column last night. He comes up with a close but no cigar. We'll talk about Alex Bregman and the MVP, amongst other things, as the show continues from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. Stop on by if you're in the area. It is 7665 College as we are here in the Big B as we continue to roll on. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. No, 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 no. This can't be it.
Mike, your team's in the lead. They just scored.
No, you don't understand. This is the last Cheez-It.
There's...
Listen, I don't know what to do. The game's on. The score is close. There's plenty of drinks to go around. But what's the point if there's no Cheez-It snacks?
Man, if you would just...
The cheesy, crunchy, satisfying perfection. It's all gone after this. Thank you, my little delicious square.
Dude, there's more in the kitchen.
I love you.
You're still talking to the cracker, aren't you?
Cheez-It, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Is there something missing in your driveway? Well, if you have kids and no Pro Dunk Hoops basketball goal, then yes, there's something missing in your driveway. Pro Dunk Hoops has four basketball goal designs to choose from, including their newest model, the Bear. The Bear is a heavy-duty, fully portable goal, perfect for those picky HOAs. Get your goal with professional installation at ProDunkHoops.com. Then nothing will be missing from your driveway, and it's exactly where your kids will be. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Geico Radio Commercial number 3955.
Geico is hiring claims agents at our Houston office. Here, hard work doesn't just get you a pat on the back. It gets you opportunities to grow and learn new skills. Work in an inclusive culture and with supervisors who have your back.
Could you speak up?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just... Wait, how do I apply?
Oh, keep reading.
Oh! Geico is hiring. Go online to geico.job/Houston to apply today.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. Dial *EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. That's *EYE. Dial
I'm here today with Professor Richard Goldman, who's holding history in the palm of his hand. Tell me, Professor, what does it feel like?
Well, like two uncirculated U.S. $10 Gold Liberty vintage coins. These coins are from the California Gold Rush era.
Look at the detail. This coin is over 100 years old, but it looks nearly brand new.
A limited number of these coins were rescued from government meltdown. The surviving gold coins are still in uncirculated condition, and they're available courtesy of govmint.com.
How can the public get their hands on these beautiful Gold Liberty coins?
Well, to find out how to secure your coins at this exceptional government price, call 1-800-509-6468. But there's a limit of three per household. So call now and we'll give you a free gold guide plus a bonus Patriots pack, including a 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent just for calling. Call now to get your free gold guide, including an actual 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent valued at over $10 free. 1-800-509-6468. That's 1-800-509-6468.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back as we roll through the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you from Reds in Beaumont, where you should be if you got some spare time and you're looking to hang out with us. We're here till 4, Blitz is here till 7, Miller Lite, Coors Lite. Appreciate those guys for making sure this was all possible as we continue to hang out and have some fun on a beautiful Friday in B-Town, Big Money B-Town,
as
they like to refer to it.
We do this every time.
Pretty safe that we're a little bit off the beaten path this time.
Huh?
But Definitely.
A little bit.
Appreciate the suspects coming out.
A little bit, yes.
See ya.
Suspects already out winning shirts. We do have shirts here, so if you want one.
Yep.
Better get out here.
Better come out and get one because you guys always bitch and complain when you can't get them or we run out of them. Well, we got them this time. We told them to stock up a little bit, so get out here. As we touch on everything that's happened over the course of 24 hours, obviously the Myles Garrett situation took center stage, but news before that game even got started, which disappointed Astros fans, and that Alex Bregman, as you and I had talked about, he probably wasn't going to win it, and he didn't, but it was close. So close, in fact, much like when we said about when it came down to Verlander and Cole for the Cy Young, if two voters had switched their first and second place votes and put Cole ahead of Verlander, would have had a tie. Last night, same thing. It was a two-horse race. It was Bregman, and it was Trout. And if two different voters had switched them up, we might be talking about another tie.
The Houston voters split.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Richard Justice, MLB.com writer from Houston, voted for Alex Bregman. Your girl, Nicholas.
Who?
Allison Footer?
No. Christy.
She voted for Trout?
From the AP, she voted for Trout.
Really?
So you're never allowed to be nice to her again. Next time you see her, you have
She had a vote?
She has a vote.
I mean, she's been
she's
riding.
A writer
she's
for the AP.
She's been doing it for a while, so I can see that.
How many columns have you read?
I've read a few.
You don't know. You don't know because she doesn't get credit. It's just AP.
Not columns.
A lot of times the AP.
No, they do.
A lot of times I'll see as a source or of an article, it'll say AP or Associated Press.
On every platform, though.
On a lot of them, like if ESPN pulls an AP column in and publishes it, they don't give the writer credit. They just say Associated Press with a link to the original.
When you're writing bylines, they don't normally put the author. They just – it's a story that happened from the game.
See.
I can't – Allison Footer didn't have a vote. McTaggart.
It didn't look like it.
Our boy Kaplan.
So hold on,
McTaggart didn't have a vote.
Had to, right?
Had to, yeah.
No.
Maybe he didn't.
It's Baseball Writers of America. I understand Dick Justice has been on the beaten path for a long time, so I would understand fully that he gets one. It's like McClain in football. But you can't tell me with all these guys that we get tweets from and information from on a daily basis covering the Astros, even your boy Chandler Rome. These guys are beat. They're covering the beat every single day.
So Ken Rosenthal and Dave Ginsberg were the writers from
the
Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
In L.A., you had Nobuhiro Saito from the Nikon Sports News.
Oh, close.
I don't know.
Yeah, good try.
And then Rhett Bollinger from MLB.com. So I don't know. This was just what El Jefe found. And it
what
shows,
did Jeff Passan vote? Who did he vote for?
Bregman.
Okay.
And it shows the name and the affiliation and the chapter and who they voted for.
Okay.
Yeah. So your girl Christy voted for Trout and Justice voted for Bregman. What I was surprised is I was looking because it shows you 1 through 10 how everybody voted. Springer's on there. He's getting some love. And Cole and Verlander were getting love for MVP as well. So
this wasn't like the year that Bill Worrell was the only guy in the country that put James Harden on one of his first on one of the ballots for first team All NBA.
No, I did look to see had Bregman or Trout gotten anything other than a first or second place vote according to this list, and they did not. Now I don't know if there were more people that got a vote. This is just the list that I saw that El Jefe tweeted.
Uh-huh.
But this has two representatives from every city.
Well,
of voting, and because El Jefe's point was, why does the Athletic have so many people voting? There was like the Athletic Chicago, the Athletic Cleveland, the Athletic Boston. Baltimore.
But yet in Houston, the Athletic writer is Jake Kaplan, and he didn't get a vote.
But what I said is that you have to understand, too, the Athletic has a site for every city, every major sports city, and writers in each of those. And then Tyler said also, don't forget, too, that a lot of the guys that went to the Athletic are writers,
right.
MLB writers, that either got laid off or quit.
Or like working for their newspaper in their town that went out of business because we know newspapers are going under.
Yes. So that was the gist of what I saw from a voting perspective. But I don't know how many voted. This is just the list that I saw. Maybe there was more than two per city, but this is the only list I've seen.
Right? Especially in the bigger markets when we always talk about New York, L.A., Chicago, and with multiple teams in a lot of those markets, especially with two L.A. guys winning. Because on the National League side, Cody Bellinger at 24 years old, who only made $600,000 last year, won the National League Most Valuable Player. So you got in the city of Los Angeles, city limits, and then some into Anaheim. You had both winners in the MVP with Trout and with Cody Bellinger. In the second spot in the National League was Christian Yelich, followed by Anthony Rendon. So that's the way it all went. But it seemed like, especially, it was a two-horse race. Like you said, if there's no third-place votes or otherwise for either Trout or Bregman, it was coming down to those two guys, and it was as close as everybody thought it was going to be. Unfortunate for Alex Bregman. But the interesting thing would have been to me, guys, is if Bregman would have won, would everybody have said, great year by the kid, an unbelievable job of hitting, or would they have brought back the scandal and said, well, did he have help?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned that yesterday where it's like, okay, this could be good or bad for the Astros, where you could say, we had the MVP. So, you know, we had the MVP, the Cy Young winner, and a rookie of the year. How much did we really cheat? We've got quality players on the field. But then the flip side of that is, well,
it's easy to hit when you know it's coming.
Yeah, two of those three guys earn their living at the plate, and if they know it's coming, then how much of your cheating contributed to them winning this award? So it was kind of a catch-22, I think, for the Astros in that regard. And I did look, so like the NL MVP for 2019, they showed the voting results first, 1 through 10, right? Mm-hmm. And like Cody Bellinger, he had 362 points. But it shows the number of votes he got. He got a fifth-place vote, first of all. Somebody had Cody Bellinger as fifth
in
the MVP.
That's absolutely ludicrous. And that person, with a sound mind, placed that vote.
But if you add up the number of votes, it's 30. So it looks like there are 30 people voting for that, so they take two people from each city in the National League, two people from each city in the American League, and that's who votes. That's what it looked like. So that was, I found that to be quite interesting.
It is interesting, and I don't think it's enough. I don't think there's enough votes with capable eyes watching that, especially if a guy puts Bellinger fifth. I mean, seriously, even when you look at the National League, it was a three-guy race. And it wasn't any question. Just like in the American League, Marcus Semien had a hell of a year. Pat him on the back and say, you finished third in the MVP balloting. But was he ever seriously considered to win the award? No, it was just between Trout and Bregman.
Yeah, and he got some votes. Let me see here.
Like I said, he had a hell of a year.
Semien and LeMahieu got a lot of third-place votes.
There's a lot of Yankee fans that had the red ass because you and I were having this conversation a little past the halfway point. And DJ LeMahieu was definitely in the top two or three.
I tell you what, just like what happened in Houston, Eric Boland of Newsday voted for LeMahieu, and George King of the New York Post voted for Trevor Semien. Both New York writers.
So
he better hope that doesn't leak.
I think it just
New
did.
New York.
I think
he's
it just
gonna
did.
Be in trouble.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we'll continue to roll on. That's just hour one. We got 2 hours still to go of the show. Plenty more to get to, and, of course, we always love your participation. 713-780-3776. Text that line. You can call if you want. We'll try and get the calls in, but on the remote, we normally do text and we do Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're at Red's Ice House in Beaumont. Stop on by if you're in the 409 right here on ESPN 97.5.